That's just like this guy that they the other day that, you know, how the something was said, I forget what office he had in Washington, but he made a statement, and or maybe it was in some university, he made a statement about something, and the Muslims came against him big time. And they said, "You offended us, and we want a, you know, a public, whatever." And he said, "Well, if that offended you, let me tell you what offends me." And he began to tell them what they did and how it offended him. Well, boy, they got mad because they didn't want nobody to say anything about the way they treat their women, the way they kill people, and all of that. They didn't want to hear that. You know, but let me tell you, it may come to the point where you and I have to just stand our ground. Amen. You know, for God. You know, you got to stand your ground for the Lord. You can't back off and be a nothing. You got to take this word and stand on it. You know, if you got children in school and they tell you that now then it's okay, and it's getting more and more schools is saying it's okay to teach people homosexuality is just another way of life. I'm going to tell you, my kids ain't going to a school like that. I ain't going to let them go to a school like that. And of course, if all of us that are Christians, if there are many of us true ones left, if we will stand our ground and say, okay, then if that's the case, we're all going to back off and we're going to stop paying school taxes. If every one of us stop paying school taxes, we're going to get somebody's attention. You know, if just one or two of us stop, then they're going to, after 2 or 3 years, they're going to take your home away from you. But if you take 100,000 Christians in Denton County stops paying taxes, let me tell you, something's going to change. You know, we're going to get people's attention. But we're going to have to do something because this Word of God is being so taught wrong all over, even in the church. I'm going to tell you that if God says the lips of a moral woman, if her steps lead to death, He means that. You know that? He means that. You know, so instead of the guys teaching their sons when they go out on a date, be careful. You need to sit down and tell them, no, you don't touch a girl, you don't have sex with her till you marry her. You know, that's the way it should be. But we don't teach that. So they go out and do whatever they want to do. So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I am about to say. That's pretty clear cut, isn't it? Never stray from what I'm about to say. Run from her. It's a moral woman that we're talking about in Proverbs chapter 5. He says, verse 7 and 8 and 9, run from her. Don't go near the door of her house. Stay away from her. If you do, you will. If don't go near the door of her house. If you do go near the door of her house, you will lose your honor, and you will hand over to merciless people everything you have achieved in life. Now, in verse 9 there, if you have the King James, in the King James, somebody tell me, who has the King James? Tell me what that says. Yeah, verse 9. Oh, what'd that say again?
Lest thou give thine honor unto others and thy years unto the cruel.
You know, I used to read that in the King James, and I thought, who in the world? Oh, you got something you want to say?
Well, it's King James, but up here in the, you know, in the study area, it says cruel ones.
Okay, yeah, cruel or cruel ones. Who do you think that is? Sure, it's the devil and his demons. I read that and I thought, Lord, who are the cruel ones? What does that mean? And then one day He revealed it to me. I'm talking about the demons there, son. That's what they are. They're very cruel. I made them like that. I made them. There's no love in them. Somebody said, demons? God made them? Well, didn't He make everything? Is there not anything that exists except God made it, both visible and invisible? Isn't that what the Word says? So who made everything that's here? God, the Lord. He made it everything. He said, I made it for my purpose. So, if he's got these creatures here called the cruel ones, and you go out and break his rules, now no offense to our police officer back there in the back, but the demons are kind of like the police officers. They don't bother you until you break the law. Is that right? I mean, you know, you can drive right down the road. I can drive right beside you. You don't bother me. You don't chase me. But when you drive up beside a car and a guy's raping a little 9-year-old girl, then that's your business, isn't it? That's definitely his business. See, that happened. We got to see the video that night where he done that. How many of you were here that night that he brought that? Some of you were. Praise the Lord. Yeah, he brought that. We watched that 10-minute chase through Dallas where he pulled up beside a car there in Dallas, and there was a man raping a 9-year-old girl. He looked over and saw that. I mean, he tried to catch that guy, and that guy broke to run, and of course, in a car, and he chased him. And for 10 minutes, we watched the movie right here, and he showed it to us here. And he was come ripping down through town. I mean, going through red lights, everything. I mean, it was awesome. And finally, the guy was getting away from him. When he said, Lord, he happened to think, Lord, pray. When everything else fails, pray. And that's what he did. He prayed, Lord, stop that guy. Why, he hadn't much more got that prayer out of his mouth. He'd run in under a bus and jammed it in there and stopped. And, of course, he run right on down there and got him and caught the guy and everything. Wow. See? Isn't that amazing what happens? You know, but, I mean, that's the way the demons of hell are for us, the people in the world. I mean, if God says that he will keep Satan away from us if we walk in obedience to his word. I mean, you know, praise God for police officers. You know, if we didn't have them, I can only imagine what this place would be like. Because of the visible visible people like him that's back there that riding around in their squad cars in the day, that's the only thing that keeps people straight. You know, I mean, you know, you can be driving down the road and a police officer pulls up there on the highway and everybody slows down to the speed limit until he pulls off the highway. You know, I mean, I pulled on here a while back. I was coming to church and I was driving 60 out here on the 635, and it is 60, and there was people past me right and left. And all of a sudden, the police officer pulled out right beside me, and we're both driving along 60. And all of a sudden, the cars in front of us just kept getting further and further and further away, and I looked back, and they kept backing up behind. Nobody passed. Nobody. I'm driving along exactly 60. My cruise control set. He's driving 60. Not a single person passed us. I thought, now, this is just exactly the way it is. You know, he only went up there 3, 4, 5 exits, and then he pulled off. When he did, after he got off over to the side, and they're gone. They're passing me right and left again. So when we see the police officers, but the thing about it is, with the demons, you can't see them. But they're here. And when you break God's rules, they're going to get you. Because when the Lord says right here, when we do these things, when we break his rules, when it comes to sexual immorality, and you have sex with these prostitutes, he said you will give your life to the cruel. Those are the demons of hell. Now let's go and see what they say here. To the merciless people, everything you have achieved in life, you will give to them. Strangers will obtain your wealth, and someone else will enjoy the fruit of your labor. Afterwards, this is the one that really gets you. Afterwards, you will groan in anguish when disease consumes your body. That's because you went to bed with a prostitute. Disease. Did he warn us? I mean, it's right here in the book. You know, somebody says, let's go and let's see what we can do to stop AIDS. I can stop AIDS in one generation. People start obeying God's word, and that bunch that's got it now dies off. There won't be no more AIDS. All you got to do is stop doing what God told you to stop doing. But if people don't, that's just like, I could not believe the group of men that I went to Vietnam with, the Surgeon General even came down there before they turned us loose for a weekend to go to any of the little towns around there. He said, whatever you guys do, don't go to town and have sex with one of these prostitutes. He said, we've already sent our men down there to check them. And he said, if some of these prostitutes down here got 2, 3, 4, and 5 different venereal diseases that we don't even know what they are. He said, so don't go down there. He said, if you catch up something, we don't have nothing to combat it. So don't go to town. They got the whole battalion together and told all of us that. And guess what happened the first time they sent us to town? Several of the men. Oh, it won't happen to me. Oh, yeah, it'll happen to you. And some of those men, married men, some of those married men caught diseases that was incurable. And when we came back, those that didn't get killed over there, they came back with an incurable venereal disease to a wife. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got something that's not curable. You can't be cured. And you're going to come home to your wife? Let me tell you, I didn't have to warn me. I'd already been warned by God in His Word. I didn't care if they told me all of them was clean and pure. I ain't going down there because I got a wife at home and I'm not going to run around on her. I made a sworn statement between her and God when I married her. I would be pure and clean to her all of my life. I meant that. I meant that. And so praise the Lord. Afterwards, you will groan in anguish when disease consumes your body, and you will say, how I hated discipline. If only I had not demanded my own way. Isn't that something? You know, how many people have you heard that after sickness and disease comes upon them, they'll say, oh Lord, if I could just live that over. If I just had that day to live over, I'd do it different. But you know, a lot of people don't ever get that chance to live that over. Some of them die. Now then, if you happen to be one of the lucky ones, that you can find a ministry that'll teach you, if you repent of your sins, God will forgive you and He'll heal you. You know, that's wonderful. But you know, a lot of people never get that privilege. You know, so they die in their sin, don't they? Yeah. But see, aren't we glad we serve a God that's merciful?
Amen.
That if you do find Him, He will forgive you and then He will heal you. But He tells you when He heals you, just like He told the woman that was caught in adultery that brought Him to the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He said, so no one condemns you. He said, neither do I condemn you. But He said, go and leave your life of sin.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.